This is your WLAK Daily News Roundup for Lake Air, 107.5 FM and 1260 AM in Amory.
For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Governor Evers has signed two bipartisan bills to bolster Wisconsin emergency medical services. The bills include provisions that relieve the financial barriers for individuals seeking training, licensure, and careers in the EMS area, as well as relieving financial burden for local governments and EMS providers by increasing the Medicaid reimbursement rate for calls when a patient is not transported to a care facility. The Army Corps of Engineers has signed off on federal permits for a portion of the Enbridge Line 5 pipeline, reports the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The project also needs permits from state regulators. Those permits were issued but subject to a lengthy contested case hearing, which wrapped up earlier this month. According to the Wisconsin DNR, during the 2025 bear season, Wisconsinites killed 3,724 bears this fall during the 35-day season. The bear harvest this year was slightly below the overall harvest target of 4,075, but was still around the five-year average of about 3,800 bears annually. There were more than 13,000 bear hunting licenses awarded to hunters through the license lottery system for the season, which ran from September 3rd to October 7th. For Black Bear Management Zone A, which includes northern Wisconsin counties, there was a 69% hunter success rate, and it was the highest rate for each zone in Wisconsin. Statewide, hunter success was about 28%, slightly less than the five-year average hunter success rate of 32%. Hunters provide critical data from every harvested bear, which is the backbone of population monitoring efforts and ensures a healthy and sustainable bear population into the future. Bear hunter license fees also supply key funding for bear management, research, and outreach activities. For Civic Media News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
The Bucks in Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks take on their rival, the Pacers, in Indiana tonight. It's the first time Bucks center Miles Turner will face his former team.
The next time we see you, we'll be in Indiana. Gonna go there.
At this point, anything I say will or can be used against me in a court of law. So I'm just looking forward to coming back to a place that I've been for 10 years.
College hoops, the Badgers at home against Campbell University. Last week, we told you that forward Elijah Gray, a transfer from Temple, was dropped from the Wisconsin men's team. ESPN reporting now Gray may be involved in that investigation regarding gambling by both college and NBA players. NFL, the Packers lose to the Panthers 16-13, and they may have lost tight end Tucker Kraft to a season-ending knee injury.
Is Tucker's injury serious?
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
How do you overcome him?
It's going to be tough. It is what it, but it's football, and the other guys are going to have to step up.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 50s this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 10 to 20. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid 30s for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WLAK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lakeair.radio.